There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
Australia's national airline, see what you think of this, is at the centre of a row about political correctness after he told its staff to avoid the terms mum or dad.
Mum or dad?
Don't use mum or dad anymore.
Why not?
Instead, the staff are going to be encouraged to use the phrases partner, spouse or parents.
Oh, please.
You don't know if it's a single family. Where's dad? Oh, there is no dad. Like, you could be opening a whole can of worms. There's other reasons as well if you think hard about it.
If you just saw a child there sat with, you know, obviously the mother or the father alone, you're not going to ask, oh, where's your dad, are you?
I think it's quite a good thing. You got to have political correctness these days.
I think we're getting a bit too PC, though, you don't
do?
You? Yeah.
It also urged male staff to avoid interrupting women. Now, this is a good one for you to know, Lloydie. An offence known as manterrupting.
Oh, that's amazing, because I manterrupt you every single day on the air.
Have you heard that term
I've
before?
I've never heard that term. I'm a manterrupter.
You are. Unnecessary interruption of a woman by a man. I'm going to remind you during the show today, every time you manterrupt me.
Okay.
Fair enough.
And can we have it the other way as well? Is it...
Lady-rupt.
Lady-rupting, yeah.
Well, Qantas have got 30,000 employees, and they've all been instructed, in addition, not to call people love or darling because it risks causing offence, no matter how well-intended. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about when I was younger, and one of my biggest memories is when I used to go to the shop for a mix-up, the local shop.
Okay.
And you'd pick your sweets, there'd be half a pence each in those days, in British money, and the woman would always call me Hinny.
Hinny?
Hinny. You're right, Hinny. And it was such a lovely memory.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I quite like it. If someone calls me sweetheart or love, sometimes it just feels all warm and fuzzy. It doesn't have to be offensive,
I've got
it?
Memories of that as well. I mean, coming from the north of England, you know, hello, love, how are you? You know, it happens all the time.
So I think that's a bit of a shame.
I wouldn't get offended at that at all.
Some people must, though. Also, they are not to refer to the arrival of the British 230 years ago as settlement. They can use invasion, occupation or colonisation. And these suggestions were all included in an information package sent to the employees, which is how we know about them.
So they've all got to sit down and learn all these new phrases now. And
they do.
If they get caught using the others, they're in trouble.
I don't know. I don't think they'll be in trouble, but I think it's more on the edge of, you know, just be careful with what you're saying to people.
All right.
Times have changed.
Yeah, of course they have. Now...
we've got more travel stories on the way. Some holiday sickness fibbers have been caught and sentenced. How long would you give someone, think about this, for a fraudulent sickness claim? We think they got off pretty lightly, these two.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
So we're catching up on some travel stories this afternoon. Another airline story for you. Mark, did you see what happened to the employees at United Airlines regarding their wages the other day?
No, I missed that one. Go on.
Oh, I saw this story, and it made me mad for them, actually. President Scott Kirby, he informed them, by email I think it was, 80,000-plus employees, he says to them, so the quarterly bonus performances of up to 1.1 million dirhams equivalent, he said they are going to be eliminated this year. We've decided not going to pay them. Instead, what we're going to do, guys, is we're going to put a lottery on where 2% of you could win something.
No, 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 please. This ain't going to work. I would imagine the queue for resignations is pretty long.
Well, they were not happy. Luxury cars, holidays, there's a grand prize of 365 dirhams. If you were the person who gets that, I guess you'd be happy. They were the rewards on offer. But they reckon it'll save United over $1 billion. So obviously that's why they're doing it. But there was such fury following this email that Scott Kirby, he's since announced, just today actually, the changes have been put on pause whilst they're going to be reviewed.
I bet they're going to be reviewed.
He said, our intention was to introduce a better, more exciting programme, but we misjudged how these changes would be received by many of you. Did he misjudge or did he think, let's see if we can sneak this one through?
Yeah, let's give it a try and see if we can just push it through. Obviously a big backlash there. Now, yesterday, at this time on Dubai I-103.8, we told you about a 10-year-old called Luca who'd been travelling on a flight to the States when he had an allergic reaction to nuts and there was no EpiPen in the medical kit on the flight. Luckily, a couple of passengers had got one and this spurred us on to reach out to some airlines we used to ask them. And the three we called out have all come back to us now.
They have. Virgin said that they do carry EpiPens. Emirates said to us that all Emirates aircraft carry the adrenaline auto-injector, the EpiPen, inside the emergency medical kit. All crew are trained as well on the recognition of severe allergy and how to use the auto-injector as part of the care plan for allergy. And then from British Airways, we had a response. They said BA does carry EpiPens on board their aircraft. We do our best to accommodate the needs of all our customers, including those with food allergies. We advise customers with no allergies to inform the cabin crew of their condition, let them know if they're carrying emergency medication, and our crew can also make an announcement on board, which is quite interesting, to inform customers and to ask those in the vicinity to refrain from eating nut products, which is good to hear.
It's great to hear. It's wonderful stuff. Now, what do you do for your spending money when you travel? Do you exchange money here or do you use a card when you get to your destination?
I tend to exchange a little bit of money here and do the rest on a card. What do you do? You are so old school with this. I know what you do.
I'm old school with everything. I'm very old fashioned and I actually probably exchange everything.
All of it.
That I'm going to need. Yeah.
Into cash.
Yeah. Perhaps they're not the wisest thing to be doing. I know, but that's the way I've always done it all my life and that's the way I still do it.
No traveller's checks for you.
Well, they've gone away now, haven't they? I think traveller's checks. But yeah, I mean, the machines, I don't know. I once, where was I? I was in Bristol in the UK and I'd run short of money and somebody said, you know, you can use your card from Dubai in a machine round the corner. I said, really? Can you? And I went round and it worked. I couldn't believe it.
Haven't done it since though.
No, never.
Well, where cash was once king, now there's a host of options that are continuing to grow. Localised payment players are springing up so consumers can access their money more easily and at a lower cost. And these players are looking to change the way that people pay for goods and services when they are abroad on holiday. Things like currency cards, peer-to-peer currency exchange, mobile wallets are big. QR codes are coming in. Yeah, it's all in the mix in the fintech as it explodes. Now, fintech is a portmanteau, which is now in my vocab, the newest one. I'd never heard it before.
So this could be a word of the week in the future. Fintech.
Finance and tech together.
Okay, so cash is currently still king then when it comes to the holidays.
It is at the moment. They think it'll change, but right now it is. How much do you initially take in cash for a holiday? Say your next holiday, how much will you draw out?
Probably 10,000 dirhams.
Okay, well, according to a recent survey, a quarter of people travel with 2,500 to 5,000 dirhams in their pocket.
Okay.
Only 12% of people take more than 6,000 dirhams with them.
So I'm in that 12%.
You are. And why do you think it is that we still insist on taking cash?
It's just something ingrained in me and I'm just worried if I get to a place and my card doesn't work, what am I going to do then?
Well, we are reluctant apparently to use cards because there's a lack of understanding about the charges. So the majority of people know you can use them, but they're worried about how much they're going to get charged for using them.
Okay.
And the same survey found that 1 in 6 people felt ripped off by the charges when taking money out of an ATM, while a further 1 in 6 complained about charges on debit and credit cards when actually paying in a shop or a restaurant.
Now, Consumer Intelligence's figures show that many are cautious when it comes to spending abroad. A quarter would never consider using their card abroad, whilst 58% would use it, but very carefully. Only 19% would use their card abroad in the same way as they would use it in their home country.
I think I'm in that 19%. I use it everywhere I go now. I very rarely have cash. Interestingly, though, there's also evidence that customers are using the cash that they take to help them budget. So they feel like if they have it all there, then they can put it into separate little, that's for that day, that's for that day. Yeah. And they know how much they're spending.
You can do your budgeting like that.
They feel in control of it. Over half of people don't need to take any cash home when they return, whilst most bring very little cash back. It suggests that people are taking out exactly what they're going to spend. Do you bring much cash back?
Usually coins, because I can't get rid of them anywhere. But no, if I'm coming back and I've still got a fair bit left, I will change it and bring back some dirhams.
And there you go. There are your travel stories for today.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.